Alrighty guys, what is going up? I hope you guys are all having a great and an amazing day today. Now in today's episode, we're going to be talking about why I think Netflix is overvalued. So I hope you guys enjoy it, and overall, I hope you guys learned something. And if you guys want to get more information, go ahead and check out my blog, moneywithcarter.com, talking about investing, money management, trading, stuff you guys would definitely benefit from. So now, let's jump into it, roll the intro, let's go. Bam! So we all know Netflix as being the media streaming powerhouse. They have over 167 million subscribers. They really pay anywhere from 10 bucks a month to around $20 per month, depending on the membership. So with all this cash flow coming into Netflix, does this determine if it's a good buy? Well, the short answer to that question is no. There's a lot of fundamentals that you guys like to look at, like price to earnings, cash flow, debt, revenue, there's a lot. So now let's jump into it. So Netflix's price to earnings ratio is 91. This is significantly higher than a lot of other blue chip stocks like Disney. Disney is under 25. It's actually 23.9. I like to look for long-term investments that have a price to earnings ratio under 25. The reason why is because I feel like that is the perfect middle ground where it's not too much and it's not too little. With Netflix being 91, I think that means that this is significantly overvalued. Another thing that you guys have to take into consideration is debt. Debt is very common with a lot of large companies. But the thing that concerns me about Netflix is how much debt they have and how they've asked for it year after year, month after month. They have around $14.8 billion in debt. And this is a 37% increase over the year. So right now, they're taking on more debt than ever. Now, with all this increasing debt, does that mean they are making more money? The short answer to that question is no. Right now, Netflix has missed earnings multiple times, and they have missed U.S. subscriber goals. Another thing that concerns me, if we compare this to Disney, look at all the sources of income Disney has. They have the Disney Plus service. They have their cruise lines. They have their movies. They have all their other sources of income. How many sources of income does Netflix have? One. That concerns me big time. I understand that they are the powerhouse, but it's always nice to have multiple streams of income. Another thing that does concern me as well is new competitors are coming up every single day and every single month for Netflix. If we go ahead and look at their closest competitor, Disney Plus. Disney Plus just came out in last November, and they are almost to halfway to Netflix's sub count. They have around 57 million subscribers. Netflix that has around 167. So they're still 100 million subscribers off, but I think Disney Plus is closing that gap real shortly. If we go ahead and look at Prime Video, if we go ahead and look at Hulu, there's a lot of other streaming services that are closing the gap with Netflix. So the next thing that we're gonna go ahead and do is look at the chart. We're gonna go ahead and look at support, resistance, and where I kind of see the stock going in the future. So let's go. Alrighty guys, so we have NFLX. This is the one and only Netflix. So there's a lot of things that you guys actually have to look at when you guys are looking at overvalued stocks. So the very first thing is the RSI. This is the relative strength index. This determines if a stock is overbought or oversold. So when it's up here in the red, this determines that the stock is overbought. So there's a lot more downside potential than upside. And if it fell below this yellow line here, it'll kind of show a green little line here. This determines that this stock is oversold. There's more upside potential. And as you guys can see, it's very common to see Netflix trade in the overvalued and the overbought territory. You guys can see that it did trade for a couple of years in this overvalued territory. And so since it is climbing up to the 70, and once it breaks above that, that determines that this stock is overvalued. And so do I think there's money to be made with Netflix? And the short answer to that question is yes, there's money to be made in almost any stock on the stock market. It's just being aware of all the situations with the stock. And I would not be surprised if we see another peak back down, because we are up on this upward trend here, and it has done it in the past where it's climbed up quite a bit and sold off. Climbed up quite a bit and sold off. Since now it's climbing up quite a bit and the company is growing, which we want, this stock should sell off a little bit. Yeah, is it going to fall all the way back down here? Probably not, but there's that nice support line that if it does, that would be a good buying opportunity. But the thing that you guys always have to look at is you guys see that this stock, every time it sold off, it was relatively in the same price range.
anywhere from 400 to around 380. When this stock sells off, this old resistance right here is gonna act as new support. So as you guys can see, let's go ahead and draw that out. So as you guys can see, that resistance, so now this stock's gonna come in contact with it right here. And that's gonna be the perfect opportunity to go long for this stock. And so I do think that buying into an overbought stock, an overvalued stock, is it's something to just be well aware of. You know, we haven't seen this stock fall all the way down to the 200 moving average line in years. And so I do think that once investors and once people understand that Netflix, they do make a lot of money, but they do continue to miss their sub goals. They do continue to miss a variety of other things. It's just something to be well aware of. You know, P/E ratio is very important. The RSI is very important. So there's still money to be made. It's just being aware of all of this stuff, guys.
So that is it, though. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. And if you guys did, make sure you guys smash the like button. We'll see you guys tomorrow in another episode. Take care. Have a good rest of your day. We'll see you tomorrow.